We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top at the end of the line. This Rav Asi said a memra, Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav Asi said a memra that a Oyvachavim that comes, a Goy that comes to Mekadesh, a Isha, with Choshe Kedusha, maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. And like Rashi explained, maybe he's an offspring of a Aseres HaShvatim that married a Goyish lady. And he holds, according to Rashi, that the child is a mamzer, the child is a yid, and therefore yichayish v'kedushin. So they said over this memra, ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, when I said over this memra of Asi to Shmuel, omalei, he said to me, I don't know what you're talking about. Bincha abamina Yisraelis kari bincha. A child that comes from a Yisraelis, from a Jewish lady, is kari bincha. Ve'im bincha abamina ve'ezchav kari bincha. But a Goy is a lady that has a child. It's not called your son, Elbana. It's called her son. It's a goy. And therefore, what are you chayshish for? If the Sarah's father married Goyim, the children are Goyim. And Rashi brings it from Psukim. This memory comes from Psukim because it says in the Pasuk, Ki Sosir is Bincha, that if you let your kids intermarry, Ki Tosir is Bincha, which sounds like that the it's not going on your daughter, it's going on your son. That there's going on your daughter and not on their daughter. So you see that from the Pesukim, that Davka, a Jewish lady's child, is a Jew, not a Goyish lady. So therefore, Shmuel says, I don't have the problem. So Frank the Gemara, Ika Bonos. Okay, so maybe there's daughters from Asaras HaShvatim who married Goyim, and their children are Yidin. So now you have a Goy who comes from this city of Asaras HaShvatim, because maybe he's the offspring of a Sarah Shvatim lady married to a guy. Vamravina ben bitcha is called Shvamina. Vamravina ben bitcha abamina vichavim karabincha. The ben bitcha is called your son. So my answer is Gemiri, the head of Masaira, the binza, the hudara, the daughters, the girls of the Sarah Shvatim. It's the ruya, it's the ru, which means Rashi says nifka rachman malikle zera. Something happened to their uterus and they couldn't have children. Venasu akaris, and it's mavuya in the rishonim. As the inu haderech, because it was a big trip, went into galus. They lost the ability to have children. The meiri has other pshatim. The meiri says another pshat. There also that they drank something to make themselves akaris. Balak aponim. Either way, there's no chash on the banais and the banim who have children through the Goyish lady is a Ta'agoyim, and therefore Shmuel argues, you do not have to be Choshish for this Chashash, the baby they eat in. Ikadamri, a different reason why Shmuel says, you don't have to be Choshish. Ikadamri, Kiyamrizi Kavani Shmuel, instead of Asi's Chumra in front of Shmuel, Amalei, Loizazu Misham, Shmuel said in time of Chazal, when the Tzara Shvatim went into Golis, and they saw that they weren't doing Hashem's will, Loizazu Misham, Macha, Asom, Avichavim, Gemurim, Apiruch, HaKadosh, Chazal made them into goyim. The mamash goyim. Shnema b'Hashem bogdu ki bonim zorim yoladu. And the pasuk teaches us that they exceeded mamash like goyim. And therefore, even though there were maybe some bonois that married goyim and really they should be yidden, but Chazal said all the aseres shvatim are considered goyim since they went over there considered goyim. And that was only a one-time takana api ruach hakodesh avada. Today, even someone who comes from a intermarriage and they're completely assimilated, they're still considered a yid, like the klal we have, chata Yisrael, af v'shechata Yisrael hu. That's the klal, that even though they did averus, they're still considered Yisrael. But at that time, in Aseres HaShvatim, there was a piruach kodesh, there was a tekan of the old goyim. So, Tumar Avaita, Yosef Rav Yosef Acharei Rav Kana, Yosef Kana Kamei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef sat behind Rav Kana, and Rav Kana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. Yosef Kama, Rav Yehuda was saying over Memra, see the Mishrol, Dav the Yom Tavik Kichar B'Tamad. Klal Yisrael will make a big yontiv when Tamar is destroyed. Tamar was a city full of Mamzerim. And Klal Yisrael will make a Suda when that city is destroyed because we're going to get rid of the Mamzerim who can make pram with Yichis and Klal Yisrael. Break the Gemara, Vahacharav, Ataka Ischarav. So, why didn't we make a yontiv yet? And for the Gemara, who Tamud Havoy? That was Talmud. It wasn't Talmud, it was Talmud. That was the thing that was destroyed. Rav Ashi Amar, really, Hainu Talmud, Hainu Talmud. Ah, you're asking me it was Charev. It wasn't really, it's not really Charev, because Echpuli Hu Demachpul. It keeps on growing. So Charev Mahagisa, when this side gets destroyed, Esa Mahagisa, all the part gets built up. Charev Mahagisa, Esa Mahagisa, all the part gets built up. So really, it was never destroyed, because it keeps on rebuilding itself a different side, and therefore, it never really got destroyed. And Echraim, when it gets destroyed, there'll be a yontif. Yosef Rav Amnuna kavei de Ula, v'kahava v'shmaitza. Rav Amnuna was sitting in front of Ula, and he was asking good questions. Omar, So Ula said, Rav Nuna, my gav Rav, my gav Rav, what a big person you are. Your mom's good kashas. But Lamaisa, unfortunately, you laughed at Arpanya, Mosse. But Lamaisa, you come from Arpanya, which the Yichus is terrible there, it's full of Mamzerim. And if not, that you came from Arpanya, you would taka be, you know, the next Rebbe, because you had good Yichus. But Lamaisa, he says, you know, unfortunately, you know, you're very good in learning, but you're from bad Yichus. So Ichsef, he was embarrassed. Rav Nuna was embarrassed. Omalei, so then he tried to make him feel better. He says, where do you pay taxes to? Omalei Lepumnara, to the city Pumnara, not Arpanya, to the Lepumnara. Omalei came Pumnara, you're not from Arpanya. So he made him feel bad, he's not from Arpanya, he's from Pumnara, since that's where he pays taxes, and that is really where he's from. Now, Yemora says, what's Lashon Arpanya? My Arpanya. Omrav Zera, Har Shakol Poinimboy. It's the mountain that all psulim go there. Rashi says, Kol psulim she'emet sin isha poinav hal gavsham. Everyone who doesn't have good yichus and can't find a spouse, they go up to this harpanya, it's on a mountain, and they get a wife there, because there the yichus is not good. Mesidah Tana, kol she'im makir mishpachta v'shift, anyone who doesn't know his mishpacha or shaven, if not they go there, they get married, there they don't have good yichus, they're not worried about yichus. Omer Rava, v'yamukum mish'oil. This place, harpanya, any place where there's a shalom amzerim, it's worse than Gehenim. You know why? Because Gehenim has a takana. Gehenim, after a year, the person comes out of Gehenim and he's cleansed. Mamzer never is over. It's in too late. He's always a mamzer. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, miyachal padim. It says in the pasuk about eftim. It says miyachal eftim imavus agolim. That it comes to Sheol, which is Gehenim, Hashem will redeem them and save them. Vilu psul to do, but the psul of mamzer is less with the kanta. There is no takanta. The Gemara says, right, the psul de Arpanya, the psulim of the city of Arpanya came from Mishum Psul de Meshon, came from the city of Meshon. Psul de Meshon, Mishum Psul de Tamrud, came from Tamrud. So everything originated in Tamrud. Psul de Tamrud, Mishum Avdei Shloima, like we learned yesterday's daf, that the Avdei Shloima wanted to marry Jewish girls because they had money, and therefore they got assimilated into the Jewish people, and the children are Mamzer. Behind Dharma Inchi, that's what people say, saying, Kaba Rabba Vakaba Zuta. You have a big Kaba and a small Kaba. These are different measuring baskets. So either way, they roll to the same place, not a big one or a small one. Meganda Va'ozl. L'Sha'ol, they go to Sha'ol, to Gehenim. M'Sha'ol Tamar. Tamar is worse than Sha'ol. And M'Tamar L'Meshon, or Meshon L'Arpanya, because these places are even worse than Gehenim. Like we said, that Gehenim has a Geula, and this has no Geula. Happens to be, Taisa learns the word Sha'ol means Bavel. It means that Yichus went from Bavel to Tarmut, to Tarmut, to Meshon, to Meshon, to Arpanya. But Rashon Shaul is referring to Gehenim. Akaponim, either way, it's Tifus Achan here. And we're talking about different things of Amzerim here. But Akaponim, Ad Kan, the first parak, Hadun Allah, Chomesh Esen Oshim, B'li Nedef, for those that finished it. Now we're going to start the next parak, the second parak, and we'll go back to the Sugis of Yevamos. The last... One of the last of the 15 arayas in our Mishnah was Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoye Ba'olama. The second to last one of the 15. Eishes Ach Shaloi Ba'olama is one of the arayas. What's the classic case of Eishes Ach Shaloi Ba'olama? You have Reuven is married to someone. He dies without children. And then Shimon is born. The halacha is Shimon cannot do Yibam. Because Shimon and Reuven were not together in the same world. And therefore, there's no din Yibam. And our Mishnah will expand on that halacha. Ketzad Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya Ba'olamai. What is the example of an Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya Ba'olamai? The Gemara gives an example like this. You have Shnei Achim who are alive. Shnei Achim. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And then Umeis Echad Behem. Reuven dies without children. Then V'noilad Lahem Ach. Then Levi is born. So remember, we have Reuven and Shimon. They're both alive. Reuven then dies. And then Levi is born. So Levi cannot do Yibum because Reuben's wife, Reuben's not married in his lifetime. Reuben died before he was born. But Shimon could do Yibum. So Shimon did Yibum on Reuben's wife. And Shimon had another wife also besides for that. So we have over here Sarah and Bracha. Sarah was married to Reuben, Bracha was married to Shimon. Reuben dies. Sarah is available, then Levi's born. Sarah marries Shimon. Now Shimon is married to Sarah and Bracha. Umeis. And now Shimon dies. So what's the halacha to Levi? So Harishoina, which is Eishes Reuven, which we called Sarah, but Reuven's wife, Yoitzam Shem Eishes Achav Elamai. She's also Alta Erba of Eishes Achav Shlohi Elamai. They weren't together in the same world. Vashniyah, the second wife, which means the tzara, the co-wife, Shimon's original wife, even though technically she should not be a problem to Levi, because Levi was around in the lifetime of Shimon. Still, it's a tzara zerva. Vashniyim shum tzarasa, a tzara zerva. It's a tzara of the ishes ach shloim elamai, and therefore both are potum nechalitzim naibim. So that's all if Shimon actually marries Reuben's wife. What about if Shimon did not actually marry Reuben's wife? Also, by Maimar. Reuben died, then Levi is born, and then Shimon does Maimar on this, on Sarah, on Reuben's wife. And then Umeis, then Shimon dies. So here, L'chaira, on one hand, that's Pashut, that Reuben's wife slash Shimon's Balas Maimar, who Maimar means Kedushin de Rabbanon, because by Yavama does Kedushin, it's not the kind of the mitzvah Yavon. So that wife definitely is also to Levi, because it's Eishes Ach of Reuven Shleir Lamai, and even if you would marry Shimon, according to this Tana, it would be also. But here, you only did Maimar. So the question is, the Pater, the Tzara, the co-wife of Shimon, because they really weren't together as a real union, really together, because the Maimar was not, doesn't really make Shimon married to Eishes Reuven. So also by Maimar, Umeis, and then Shimon dies, Shnia has to have Chalitza. Chalitza loves Vyemes. He can't do Yibam because it's a Tzaras Erva Midrabanan. But it needs Chalitza because, Lemaisa, it's not a real Tzaras Erva. Like Aridi Rashi says, Shnicha lets us loy Miftarim Shem Tzaras Erva Lav Tzaras Amamashi. It's not Amamashi Tzara. Loy Mesiav Emes, the Maimer Koine Mixes of a Tzaras Erva Mixes Midrabanan. It's the Rabanan Dega Tzara. Good? Dr. Gemara. Now we saw the Mishnah. Dr. Gemara. It said in our Mishnah that the Eishes Reuven is also to Levi. That's clear and that's very clear. The lashon of our mishnah are Rishayna Yoytzam Shem Eishes Achzer Lamai. There was a Girsa Hashniya Yoytza. So the Gemara doesn't say either Girsa is the same thing. There's no Nachmila Halach in the Girsas. They mean the same thing. Omer Rav Nach Mantani Rishayna Loi Mishtabish Mantani Shniya Loi Mishtabish. If you Girsas are Rishayna Yoytzam Shem Eishes Achzer, it's not a problem. Or if you Girsas Shniya, either way, it's Loi Mishtabish Mantani Rishayna. Because my Rishayna, why is Eishes Reuven called Rishayna? Rishayna Lenefila, because she was the first to fall to Yibam. Before, because only when Shimon died did Shimon's wife, the co-wife, the other wife, fall Yibam. But Reuven's wife fell first. That's what's called Rishayna. That makes sense for sure, Rishayna. If you say Hashniya Yetzreshach, Loi Mishtabish is not a mistake, because why is that referring to Eishes Reuven? My Shniya Shniya Lusuin. He got married to Shimon after Shimon was married already. Because the case was Reuven died without children, and his wife remarried Shimon, and Shimon had a wife before. So it's Shniya for Shimon's second wife. So that's what we call it Shniya. So Frey the Gemara, Mila Yaskinu and Yav Machakonas. It's very possible he had the same halacha if Shimon first did Yibun Eishes Reuven and then married this. Then married the second wife. So why is it so pashut that's called Shniel and Asuin? The Eishes Reuven is not always Shniel and Asuin. So Gemara Elamai, I'll tell you the Mishnah. Shniel ben Asuin. It always could be called Shniel. Why? Because she got married twice. She got married to Reuven and then to Shimon. So we're saying Shniel is the Yaitzim Shem Eishach Elamai. Shniel means the one who got married twice. The one who got married Reuven and the one who married Shimon. She's the Eishes Achshav Elamai. And the other one is the Tzara Serva. Like upon him, either way, our Mishnah is very clear. Our Mishnah tells about din of Eishes Ach Shloya Be'alamai, and the halacha is that even if he goes ahead and marries Shimon, it's still usher to Levi La'olam because it was Eishes Reuven, and Reuven was not in the world the same time as Levi. Therefore, that woman Eishes Reuven is always considered a tzara or Eishes Ach Shloya Be'alamai, and even her tzara's erva also will be pater.